As any, then, I believe that's our ring.
I don't, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum reported to Abner by a long-distance phone yesterday that his efforts to get Ellie Connors, now Mary Edwards, paroled from the state reformatory were moving along just a little more slowly than expected, and that he wouldn't return until Monday. In the meantime, Cyrus Kemp has been asking far too many questions about Mary for Abner's peace of mind. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down Store and Library talking on the telephone. Listen.
And a bucket of lard. Is that all now? All right, Miss Goshen, we'll try to get that over there today sometime. Mom? No, Lum won't be back till Monday. Oh, yeah, it's good for him to get away on a trip.
Oh,
yes,
Daddy.
Mom.
Oh, excuse me.
All right. Well, much obliged. Goodbye. Well, hello, Mary. Where about you been?
Oh, just around.
Uh-huh. Say, sis, would you sort of hang around the store later on this afternoon while I make some deliveries?
Sure.
Fact is, you know, I was just thinking this morning, it might be a good idea for you to start learning the grocery business, you know. We'll just learn it from the ground upwards. Would you like to do that? Be a big surprise to Lum when he gets back, you answering the phone and keeping the books and everything.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And I'm just the fella that can learn it to you, too. Now, first of all, you ought to learn. Say, what are you looking peculiar for? Ain't you feeling good?
Oh, I do all right.
Well, you don't look your best. Not your level best, anyway. You sure now you ain't sick.
Oh, no, I feel good. Honest I do.
Well, if you don't, why, don't be afraid to say so. You ain't worried about Squire Skimp, are you? I mean, about him asking all them questions about you and your papa and everything.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, that's good. Of course, he has been acting suspicious here lately. I'll be glad when Rom gets back, but now there ain't nothing for you to get yourself all upset about. Well, let's see. First off, now, you ought to learn how we do the bookkeeping here.
Say, Uncle Abner.
Huh?
How old are you and Aunt Elizabeth?
Huh?
I mean, is she older than you?
Why, Lord, me, no. I'm 4 years older than Elizabeth. Well, 4 years, 2.5 months to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to know that for?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, well, here, I'll show you the books here. And then
is Mrs. Seastrunk older than Mrs. Seastrunk?
Why, no, leastways I don't think so. No, Ezra must be about old.
Is Mrs. Wehunt older than Mr. Wehunt?
For the land's sake, sis, what are you asking all them questions for?
Oh, nothing. Most married wives is younger than their husbands, ain't they?
Well, you take the generality of married folks, I'd say yes.
Yeah.
Of course, now, there's some exceptions to that, I reckon, too.
Well, when the woman's older, it don't work out very good, though, does it?
Well, sometimes it does, sometimes it don't, I reckon, all these things. Oh. It ain't the best idea in the world, though, I don't reckon.
No.
Now, you take Lucian Burdett there. Lucian married a woman at least 13 years older than him, and she bought him around something wonderful. Oh, she done it, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, she did, huh?
Oh, yeah. Bought him to where, well, strangers just thought Lucian was her boy instead of her husband. Why, she even cut his hair for him. Won't let him go to the barber shop by herself, even.
Gee.
Every Sunday, she gives him a couple of nickels to wrap in the collection plate at church. No, that was a mistake, that marriage of theirs, sure.
Yeah. Age is a great barrier.
Huh?
Well, show me the bookkeeping books, Uncle Abner.
Oh, sure. Well, you see, now, we keep them right here by the cash drawer, and then we write down every time somebody buys something and don't pay cash money for it.
Yeah.
And we keep track of whatever we owe the wholesale house and places like that. And
gee, I wish I was younger.
Wish you was younger?
Mm-hmm. But I guess we just have to face those things, don't we?
Well, for the land's sake, what are you talking about anyway? A 12-year-old youngin' wishing she was younger.
Well, show me the books.
Uh-huh.
Whereabouts do you write that stuff down? Just Just any place here?
Oh, no, no, of course not.
No?
No, got a regular place for everything. See, it's got to be done just exactly right, everything you put in here. We could never balance the books if we wasn't awful careful about such a thing. Well, now, look here. See, right here, I wrote down here, That's Peter. Can't make it out. Must be Lum's handwriting, I reckon.
No, so that's your handwriting, Uncle Abner.
Let's see. Yeah, I know it says $11, either 28 or 53 cents one. Who could we have sold something to for $11.53?
Phone rings.
Phone. Well, here, you answer it. Be a good chance for you to start learning that right now. Just say, jot them down, store.
No, I got it.
Well, go ahead, try it out then.
Jot them down, store, and library. Mary Edwards doing the talking.
Doggy, that's all right.
What? Well, just a minute. You're not glad that you take it.
No, go ahead. You're doing fine.
I don't want to talk to him.
You don't? Who is it, Squash? Yeah.
No. It's Kenny Pomeroy.
Well, no, me. You know him, don't you?
Yeah, but please don't talk to him. I don't want to. Tell him I went somewhere, please.
Oh, well, all right. I don't understand. Hello, Kenny. What is she on? Oh, well, she just went over to the post office, I think. Yeah, all right. Goodbye. Oh, he was the one he wanted to talk to, Mary.
Yes, I know, but... Show me more about the books now. You write what down where?
Yeah, let's see. I reckon we better just cross out that $11 item there. No use having something in the books here if you don't recollect what it is.
Well, is it all right to just cross it out that way?
Well, it's all right if you're neat about it. See what a straight line I drawed through there?
Yeah.
Now, this next item here. Oh, that's nothing. No, I don't know.
Well, what does that mean? Abner 2, Grandpa 4.
Oh, it's just some record we have to keep. But it ain't right. That's supposed to be Abner 4 and Grandpa 2. He never beat me no 4 games of checkers in his whole life.
Is that what it is? Keeping track of your checker games?
Why,
I thought Uncle Lum told you to stop doing that. Because you can't never get the books to balance when you do that.
Yeah, well, that's just because Lum ain't no good at bookkeeping, that's all. See, he just ain't got no head for figures.
No.
Now, let's see this next one here. Mrs. Ann Barton, $6.47. Hey, sis, where are you going?
I just want to see something out front.
What is it, a fire, huh?
Uh-uh.
Well, let me see. We ain't had nothing exciting happening down here for a long time. Not since... I don't see nothing. There goes that little Kenny Pomeroy across the street there. But I don't see nothing. Wait a minute. I know this. Mary, are you sweet on Kenny?
I know, of course I am.
You young and if that don't beat all.
I ain't loving him at all. I ain't no such thing. I don't like him a bit.
Oh, no. Of course not. Not a bit.
Not either. I never could love him.
Oh, no. Doggies, I wish Lum was here. He'd love to see this.
Why don't you tell him nothing about this? Please don't. Please.
Well, I don't reckon I have to tell him. He might be able to figure it out for himself. Uh-oh. And there comes Squash King.
Oh, him. Gee, I wish he wouldn't come over.
Well, now, don't you say much to him. Just let me do most of the talking now.
Don't worry. I won't talk to him. He acts too nice.
Well, howdy, Edna. Miss Mary.
Hello.
Yeah, howdy, Squire. What can we do for you today?
Oh, not much, Edna. I'm in a hurry. I just wanted to ask Miss Mary here if her father had ever taken out any insurance for her.
Oh, well, I might not sure he has. Hasn't he, Mary?
Well, yes, I guess so. Yes, he has.
Oh, well, that's fine. That's fine. You see, I have a brand new policy now, which he can convert that other one into. This new one has twice as many benefits and provides for all of the girls' education. Yes, it's a very good policy. Very good. Let's see now. What did you say your father's name was?
Why,
Oh, yes, I remember now. Fred. Fred Edwards. That's what you told me yesterday, wasn't it, Abner?
Yeah, I believe that's it, Squire. Yeah, Fred Edwards, yeah.
And now, let's see. What's your address there in Sheboygan Falls?
Address? Why, gee, I forgot.
Hmm. Oh, well, I can just send a letter to my friend Joe Coleman up there, and he can forward it to Mr. Edwards. Well, much obliged. Sorry, but I've got to be running along now.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, Squire.
Oh, well, I'll see you later, Abner. I'm in a rush right now. Good day.
Oh, my goodness alive.
He really going to write a letter up there, do you think?
No, but I reckon so. I tell you, he must face him something. That's all I can figure out. I wish that lum would hurry up and get back to town.
There's a phone.
Oh, I wish I knowed where to call them. I just thought. Hello, Jotham Down Store and Library. Huh? Oh, just a second. Here, say, this is for you. I think it's Kenny again.
Well, tell him I ain't come back yet.
All right. Hello? Why, she ain't come back yet, Kenny. Why, no, I don't know whereabouts she's at. All right, goodbye. Well, Ruth, what's the matter with you, Mary? That Kenny's an awful nice boy. Well,
let's not talk about it, Uncle Abner.
Well, now, I can tell by the way you're acting that you wish you was out there playing games with him right this minute.
No, there's just some things we all have to be brave and face.
Huh?
The barrier's too great between us.
Have you been reading them Love Thor magazines again?
Well, it's all true. I just have to forget him. Oh, Uncle Abner, it's the old story. Age.
Age?
Uh-huh. You see, I'm 12.
Yeah.
And he's only 11.